Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bull. Out to make dough, make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mind is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand. Until I go, why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Check it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these records like I'm very mental. Ain't no telling when you fall on something, how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a tone. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go, you'll find it.
If I knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today, my sisters, got another powerful show. Just dropping your lap today. As always, brothers and sisters, let us get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I want to talk about a very important topic when it comes to, you know, establishing you. We want to talk today about how to build your own community, how to build your own following, how to build your own group, how to build your own platform. You know, it's really interesting when we talk about or when I share with people or connect with people, and as a member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, you went through the life management system, and in module number 4 was the 30 steps in 30 days that helps you with the technology or the technical side of establishing an online presence. But today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're not really talking about the technical side of establishing your online presence or your presence on earth or becoming a magnet. We don't want to talk about the technical aspects of establishing, you know, your payment gateway or establishing your website or establishing, you know, a email list or establishing a autoresponder and all of the things that's required in order for you to be successful online. And you will be hearing some noise. I'm driving actually on the way to visit family and friends here in A-Town in Austin. So if the call drops, just hang tight. I'll call right back in. You guys know the routine or the drill. So you will hear a little background noise. That's just the car driving and all that good stuff. But please pay attention. Tune in. Tune out the noise and the distraction and tune into the message, because we're talking about how to build your energy or your vibe, because your vibe is your tribe. Your vibe is your tribe. How to build your vibe, because once you build your vibe, you will attract your tribe. Let me say that again. Once you establish, once you identify, once you connect, once you authenticate your vibe, then and only then will you automatically attract your tribe. So your tribe, which is your community, which is your platform, which is your following, which is your group, which is your clients, which is your customers, which is your brothers and your sisters, because energy and chemistry is stronger than flesh and blood. Somebody should write that down. Let me say that again. Energy and chemistry is stronger than flesh and blood. I have a lot of flesh and blood brothers and sisters, but my energy, my chemistry, my spiritual brothers and sisters are closer to me than my fleshly blood and my flesh and blood brothers and sisters. Now, that's a tough statement to digest for some folk, but once you understand the depth of the statement, then you will understand how the entire universe works. The universe works on L-mag. It works on the electric and the mag, the magnetic, the magistrate, the magi. So the magi always guarded the L's or the electricity. So the magnet guards the electricity. The electricity is two sides of the same coin. It's the left wing and the right wing, but they both protect the mid wing or the body. And so once you overstand, and understand that it is your electricity and your magnetism that establishes your tribe, that establishes your community, that establishes your following, that establishes your group. So now we've got to get into the nuts and bolts of understanding how to establish or how to be the series that I did before when I was talking about how to establish, your magnetism, which was called, magnetology. And then we broke down the magnetology and we talked about all of the esoteric and spiritual underpinnings of establishing or being a magnet, where you attract everything to you, because you're not a human, you are a human being. And once you get an understanding that you're not a human, that you are a spiritual, and as a spirit, you are vibrational, you are toroidal energy. This toroidal energy establishes tachyon energy. This energy establishes scale or scalar energy. So in order for you to scale, you got to oscillate and vibrate in what they call scalar energy or scalar energy. Now, basically, to understand this, brothers and sisters, you have to fall in love with you before you can draw me or anybody else. So I'm not attracted to people who are not attracted to themselves. Let me say that again. I'm not attracted to people who are not attracted to themselves. Let me say that again. I'm not attracted to people who are not attracted to themselves. So there's some part of you that you don't like. Whatever you don't like about you, I don't like about you. So I'm not going to connect with people who don't connect with themselves. So you're not in a relationship with yourself, but you want to be in a relationship with me. You're not in a relationship with God, but you want to be in a relationship with someone else. So energy flows where attention goes. Let me say that again. Energy flows where attention goes. Let me say that again. Energy flows where attention goes. Since your attention is on something outside of you, my money is going outside of you. I'm not going to give my money to you because you're not giving your money to you. You're giving your money to the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You're not giving your money to yourself. So, see, you pay other people before yourself. So whoever you pay, that's who I'm going to pay. I'm not going to pay you. I'm going to pay who you pay. Energy flows where attention goes. Since your attention is on business outside of you, my money is going outside of you. I'm not going to give my money to you. I'm going to give my money to who you give your money to. the universal spiritual law to him that have, more shall be given. You have to have, all your attention should be on you. But right now it's not. Now, when I say you, I mean on things that improve you, like this program. So this program is improving your vibratory rate. And your vibratory rate increases, your tribe increases, because your vibe is your tribe. Your vibe is your tribe. No vibe, no tribe. You don't have, the reason that you don't have no following is you ain't got no vibing. No vibing, no following. So you don't have to do no marketing. You ain't got to go do the witness. You ain't got to pass out no tracts. You ain't got to advertise. You ain't got to go witness. You ain't got to save nobody. Everybody's already saved. You can work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The fact that you've been conned into believing, you got to go outside of yourself to get yourself. That means your money goes outside of yourself. That's why you, when you get paid, your money leaves you, because your brain is not on you. Energy flows where attention goes, brother. Energy flows where attention goes, sister. Where is your attention? Your attention is your intention. Where is your intent? Since your intent, you intend, what do you intend to do? Well, I intend to give my money to somebody else. Okay, that's great. I'm going to intend to do the same thing. So that you have not because you intend not. To him that has, more shall be given. Let me say that again. To him that has, more shall be given. I got money, therefore I draw money. Since you ain't got money, you don't draw money. Since you ain't got tribe, since you ain't got a following, you don't draw a following. See, me, myself, and I, all three of us, we get together every day, and all three of us are cool. We don't need nobody else in our circle. Now, if somebody see worth and value in us and they want to connect with us, that's cool. If they don't, assalamu alaikum, salaikum salam. And we keep it moving. Do not cast your pearls among swine, brother. Don't cast your pearls among swine, sister. If you go to a house and they receive you not, shake the dust off your feet and keep it moving. See, y'all doing the same shit as I used to do, begging and pleading and wanting to be a part of somebody else's program. You better start your own program. You are your own program. You, yourself, and yourself. All three of y'all get together, and y'all become a platform, a community, and a following in a group, and watch what happens. Again, this is not no shizness I read out of a book. This is real life. So in order to live in the real world, you need to have somebody that's connected to the real world. And if it's not me, then you connect with somebody else. Energy flows where attention goes. Where is your attention? And your attention is your intention. So where is your intention? There are four types of intention. Somebody should write this down. Really five, but for the sake of the argument, four. Four types of intention. Intention number one, paranoia. Intention number two, metanoia. Intention number three, pronoia. Intention number four, epinoia. Intention number five, nous. N-O-U-S-E. That's the big G. If your intention is not connected with the big G, your dogs don't hunt. Now, they will hunt on a small scale. But you're going to be dependent upon things outside of you, because the Father, see, the kingdom of God is within. If you connect to the nous, you get paranoia. Paranoia, para means you're paranoid. Paranoid means you're scarred. You're scarred by the fact that your income goes up and down. Your man might leave, he might stay. Your woman might leave, she might stay. Your dog might hunt, it may not hunt. Your health may be good today, may be bad tomorrow. See, you're focused on shit outside of yourself, because the Father is inside of yourself. Since your attention is outside of yourself, your money goes outside of yourself. Once you put your attention on the Father, your energy goes to the Father. And again, what the Father, you can't outgive the Father. You can't outgive the Father wishes to do exceedingly above anything that you can ask or think. So all of my attention is always on Source. So remember, me and the Source are one. When you've seen me, you've seen Source. You've seen the Prime Creator. You've seen the Big G. I don't have to go get the Big G. I am the Big G. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Because me and the Father are one. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. Are you equal with God, brother? Are you equal with God, sister? Probably not. Because, see, God is omnibenevolent. So you having a thought, and your thought is not good. Your thought is not love, it's not joy, it's not peace, it's not gentleness, it's not meekness, it's not self-control. That means that you're paranoid. That means that you in what they call helil. In English, they call that hell. But in the ancient text, it's called a helil. Helil is a state of mind. It's a mental disposition that is outside of the grace and the mercy of the big G. If you are not oscillating and vibrating in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, you in Halil. Now, again, that's the low vibration. That's paranoia. That's what exists on this earth today. So, again, you are building a platform based upon your nous, based upon your gnosis, based upon your epigenosis, based upon, again, your prana, your pneuma, the ruach. That is the ruling disposition. The church calls that a demon or a spirit. Physics call it a disposition. Psychology call it a personality or a temperament or a mood. Because your temperament, as we talked about yesterday, is temperament. It's meant to keep you in a temper. It's meant to keep your temperature low, meaning acidic. Temperament, that established personality. Personality is pattern. I can tell what you're going to do before you do it because I know your temperament. I know your temperament. It is meant to keep you in temple and temper, so it keeps you out of the temple. The temple. Do you not know that your body is the temple of God? But you are in your temper. You got a temper. You're angry. You're scared. You're pissed off. All of that is Luciferian. All of that is paranoid. So you draw that. So you draw people into your life that's paranoid because they feed off of paranoia. But the goal, brothers and sisters, is to understand how do you build your platform. See, a lot of people are out trying to produce a product or service or information. So if you remember the Kingdom Men as Training Center, the most important thing for you to do is to direct your energy inside of you, meaning study to show yourself approved unto God. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds great. What do we study? Okay, remember those four numbers that I gave you? Those four numbers, those are the four noyas. So remember, paranoia, metanoia, pronoia, epinoia. Now you can look all of those up. Just go to Google and type them in. And then look up the big nous, N-O-U-S, or noia. And that's the big G. The big G has four little G's, if you want to use that term. Those four little G's got 12. That connects to the 12 cranial nerves. That gets into the different, again, personality types. That also gets into the different houses. That's cosmic. That represents the zodiac. That represents the Bible when it says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. Well, there are those houses. That represents each of the 12 houses that you and I call zodiac. That's really constellations. So by getting an open understanding, your house, what house were you born? I was born Virgin or the house of the Virgo. So if I don't know my house, what are the attributes and characteristics in my house? That's my tribe. I draw everybody that's in my house. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. This is my Father's house. I'm one of the mansions in my Father's house. If you're a Virgo, we are in the same house. If you're Capricorn, if you're Libra, each one of the 12 zodiacs is a house. Your ability to understand, my brothers and sisters, your house, that establishes your vibe. That vibe establishes your tribe. Your tribe is the result of your vibe. But we have no vibe. How come we don't have a vibe? Because we don't know our house. How come we don't know our house? We don't know our numbers. How come we don't know our numbers? You didn't read your Dear Kenny report. Get into your life optimizations. You're watching, Love and Hip Hop or, Basketball Wise or whatever. Instead of studying yourself to show yourself approved unto God, the grantor of destinies. So it's really interesting because we are distracted by all of these other things that we don't have time to study self because we don't see the value of self. Remember, you put your money in the things that you value. All your money should be spent on programs like this program to help you better understand you. But instead, you will blow money on all of these other things. But when it comes to like the program that we're doing, that I'm doing tonight, breaking down everything that you've been taught, that you can understand. So we're talking about Yahshua ben Joseph, which is a name you've never heard. if a teacher says something that you've heard before, he or she is not a teacher. Again, the art of teaching is the art of revealing information to assist people with evolving instead of devolving. So you are growing or you are dying. You are evolving or you are devolving. You are either producing or you are consuming. So a good teacher will be able to share things that's outside of your circle of gnosis or knowledge. So that way you can get out of paranoia and you get into metanoia. And then for metanoia means faith. Faith-based. It's the under open understanding of faith. And houses, brothers and sisters, express, expose, and expands what some call the hypostasis of the archons. This is found in the secret book according to John, or the book that's entitled The Apocryphon of John. In it, it breaks down all of the different thrones of the seven heavens and the 12 or 13, depending on who you talk to, levels that establishes the crest and the Christ or the Sophia that we've been talking about in the private shows. So in the private shows and the private messages, we've been breaking down what is called the Pleroma. So we've been establishing the blueprint of the Plaru. So in the Bible, it's called Plaru. In the ancient text, it's called Pleroma, P-L-E-R-O-M-A. In the Bible, it's called P-L-E-R-O-O, Pleru. You can go to Google and type it in. And it pulls up all the scriptures. This, again, talks about everything down here is molded after everything up there. So this is a miniature version of a bigger version. Your job is to simply under, over, and understand how to connect with yourself. That's what this is all about. Because you are a blood vessel. You are a blood cell. You are a tissue. You are something inside of the body. So all you got to do is connect with yourself. There is different interpretations. This is where Yahushua, or who we know as Jesus the Christ, comes in and affirms or disaffirms this light or this gnosis or this knowledge. So your job is to do the same thing I'm doing, which is connecting with the original source instead of a dim or a dull or a shadow. Your job is to connect with the original. How do you know when you connect with the original? Because you'll have something called fruit. You'll have a following. You'll have a tribe because you all are vibing on the same vibe. So you will begin to notice that people will begin to talk and say same or similar things to what you're talking and saying. So you'll be able to connect with people because you are all connecting inside of this thing that you and I call God. So God is this cosmic energy, if you want to use that term. Again, you can use any term, but don't get caught up in the terms. A lot of people get hung up in the terms because that's a symbol. Remember, we are talking about the substance. So we don't want to talk about the symbols of God. I want to talk about the substance of God. So it is the substance of God that's more important than the symbols of God. Once you get the substance of God, then you draw the symbols of God. But everybody is after the symbols of God, and they don't have the substance of God. So the symbols are, is his name Yeshua ben Joseph? Is his name Yeshua? Is his name Yahushua? Is his name Jesus? Is his name Jesus? Is his name? Those are all symbols. But what is the substance? Okay, the substance is the principles of love. So if you, I don't care what name you got, if you don't have principles of love, if you don't have the principles This is called frequency back. This is called paranoia. Paranoia. P is therapy means how you design. All right, I think I'm back. Do apologize about that. Yeah, went through a parking garage, and so I lost total reception. So I actually had to park, get out of the car, walk off underneath the parking garage. You may hear a little wind, background noise, and so on and so forth. But anyway, as I was saying, this ability to connect with everybody is based upon your different noia. Now, noia means mind, N-O-I-A, noia. So we all have different noia. Your job is to get to a point of pro or epinoia. Now, paranoia and metanoia, fear and faith is great, but that you can't produce. You cannot draw people to you with fear or faith. It doesn't establish, it doesn't magnetize you. Because faith is a substance of things hoped for. Now you got to get evidence that is not seen. So that's pronoia. Pronoia, pro means to produce. Whether it's a product, whether it's a service, or whether it's information, it's still production. Pronoia. Epinoia is the design. Epinoia is when you actually, I'm going to use the word flesh out, but it's a mental fleshing out, meaning it's in your head, meaning there's a blueprint in your brain that's so powerful. This blueprint in your brain, powerful, that is, how can I put this, in the English language. Let me make sure. If somebody can text me, let me know if the sound is coming through okay, so that way I can make sure. I may have to move around a little bit. Can everybody hear me okay? Or somebody can let me know if you can hear me okay, so that way I can keep going. If not, I'm going to get me a better location. And because this part of it or this section is extremely important, I want to break down really quickly the platform so that way y'all can stop. Sound is back. Okay, cool. So that way we can stop working so hard. Everybody's working too hard. If you remember the Kingdom Midnight Training Center, you're working too hard. Thanks, Brother Alvin. Give me the thumbs up on the sound, my brother. Appreciate that. So let me make sure y'all understand. Like, I don't do none of the stuff that everybody on. And now let me preface that by saying, I don't do it because it doesn't work. I don't do it because it costs money, and I don't like giving away my money. And another reason is that it does require a lot of effort, a lot of energy, and I like putting my energy in the things that I get it back. So, for example, the more energy I put out in the area of working out, the more energy I get back. So I don't mind putting energy in when I go to the gym because I know I'm going to get energy out from the gym. So I don't mind putting energy in at the gym. So a lot of people, I am not against advertising. I'm not against a lot of the stuff that a lot of people do. I'm just for, remember, this is really important because people, before we go through these four noyas, that establishes your platform, your vibe is your tribe. Brothers and sisters, energy and chemistry is stronger than flesh and blood. I got flesh and blood brothers and sisters. But my spiritual, my energy, my chemistry with the members of the life management system and the Kingdom Internet Training Center is stronger than flesh and blood. That's a tribe. That's a platform. That's a community. That's family. That's my family. My family, when they told Jesus, when Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead," when he told Mary, why are you crying? When they asked him, "Where are your family?" And he says, "You are my brother. You are my sister." He's establishing the spiritual family is deeper, stronger, better than the flesh and blood family. Now, I'm not against flesh and blood family. Let's not get it twisted. Just keep it real. But I'm talking about you establishing your own platform, you establishing your own community before you get a product. If you got a product and you don't have a community, you got the cart before the horse. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a product. I talk a lot about product and I talk a lot about production. That's great. But what's more important than the product is the process. The process is either paranoia, the process is metanoia, the process is pronoia, the process is epinoia, and the process should end up with noia, with none of the pre. It's just noia. You return back to nous, N-O-U-S. That's one with God, big G, bump all little G's. That's your community. Because now you are one with Source. Once you become one with Source, brother, then that changes the game. Then you get to a place where everyone is empowered by your presence. That's when you become magnetic. That's when you walk into a room and everybody says, "Damn, who is that, man?" I don't care if you're in a pair of jeans. You could be in a three-piece suit. You could be buck naked. Doesn't matter. When you walk into a room, it's the same response that Jesus had when he walked into a room. The demon said, "Why have you come to torment us before our time?" They knew who he was. If you walk into a room and the demons don't know who you are, you're still in one of the lower vibrations. You're still in either paranoia, metanoia, pronoia, or epinoia. Now, those are not bad. That's where you start. Everybody's right now paranoia. There's something that you're afraid of. It could be heights. It could be spiders. It could be, you know, little green men. Whatever, that's your paranoia. We all are. We all got some paranoia. The goal is to get past your noia, to build a platform. And how do you do that? Stop looking outside of yourself. Energy flows where attention goes. Right now, all of your energy is flowing to your attention. And your attention is outside of yourself. How do I know? Because you ain't got a platform. You don't have a community. You don't have a following. You're putting more energy and more time out. If you're a traditional Christian, I already know what you're doing. You're going to church. You give all your money to the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You're part of somebody else's program. You're on somebody else's agenda. You're not doing your own. Now, again, that's nothing wrong with that. That's paranoia. You're paranoid. You're afraid to do the shiznit yourself. Now, again, I didn't read about it in the book. I just got here. Last Sunday, I did the presentation in my living room. It's on YouTube. Before that, I was regulated. They was throwing me a bone. "Here, Negro, one Sunday. That's it. That's all you got." Why? Because I had paranoia. I can't do this shit myself. I need to be connected with somebody else. I don't got no cojones. I need to borrow somebody else's cojones. The devil is a lie. That ship sailed. Now I do my own shizness. And you got to get to where I'm at. And then you got to pass me up. Because everybody has something that they're afraid of. If you say you just haven't got that yet. We got to get out of putting our energy into other people, into other things. Now, brothers and sisters, this is extremely difficult to wrap the brain around and understand because we're programmed, because that's the pattern that was given to us by the dominant culture that says connect, network, do all of this other shizness. You can't connect and network with nobody else until you connect and network with yourself. And the inability to connect and network with self, now again, no disrespect to no other thing or no other person. Nothing is more important than the self. Self-survival, again, black people, oh, man, we got so far to go. Negroes is the only people on earth, the only freaking race that do self-defeating activities, bar none. It's mind-blowing. It's amazing. When I see an old Negro, it's like seeing God. When you see a black man past the age of 80, you should go shake his hand. Because what you're seeing a historical relic. Because he didn't sabotage himself. Because everything that the black man does, the diet kills you. Your talk kills you. The way you think kills you. Your wife or your husband kills you. Your children, everything is acidic in the African-American culture. It's a dog-eat-dog. It's a crab-in-the-barrel mentality. Don't believe me? Try to come up. Go home and be successful. Buy you a nice car. Put on a nice suit and go to the hood. Watch a Negro run up on you. You probably put a bullet in his head. The moment that you start, if there is any resemblance of success, oh, you're Uncle Tom. Oh, you forgot where you came from. Oh, you don't know who you are. And so that is that disposition. That's paranoia. Paranoia is the number one cause of failure, especially within the black man or within our culture, with our race. Now it's everywhere, but the only way to build a tribe is you got to get past paranoia. Bam, you got to get to metanoia. Metanoia. Now remember, everybody has a tribe. Right now your tribe is like, you know, if you're a member of a gang, what is a gang? A gang is a paranoia group. You ever notice in the military there's things like paralegal, there's different words, that P-A-R-A. So what that is telling you is if you are a paralegal or if you're part of a para-terrorist group or you're part of a para, there's a lot of different words that start with P-A-R-A. They're telling you right now that's a fear-based group. It's really interesting. And it's interesting, one of the clients of Jay Money was telling me that, which is true, most rappers are killed in the city that they're from. And it's supposed to be the city that supposedly loved them, and that's very true. Like, I have to be, when I go home, every time I go home, I have to be very careful. Because all the Negroes that I grew up with, because remember, I was the black sheep. I was the one guy that wasn't supposed to succeed. And it's extremely important to understand that when you go home, there's people that are jealous of your success. Everybody that say they on your team, they ain't on your team. That's paranoia. And it's extremely, extremely important when we're talking about paranoia, because that's the group that everybody's in. There's very few that get to the second group, and that is metanoia. Now, metanoia, that doesn't brag about either. That's still a part of the lower vibration, but at least you're outside of paranoia. So metanoia is faith. But the problem is there's no works. And so when you listen to the scriptures, it says faith without works is dead. Is that not what the Bible says? So that's why that group doesn't work either. A lot of people got faith. But unfortunately, they don't got no works. What's the works? The group. So it's one thing to have you know, what is known, or what we call, you know, from a biblical perspective, faith, because there's no works. What does that mean? Everybody that's in the part, that's in the group right now has faith. But how many people that's listening to this show right now that's a part of the Kingdom Meaningless Training Center, you have a group. You have a following. You have a platform. You have people that you can connect with of like mind. How many people listen to me right now, you have your own group. You're not a part of a group. You have your own group. So you have faith, but your faith is not strong enough to attract or to draw. Now, this is extremely important because we're talking about building a platform. We already talked about technology. I'm not talking about building a Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about connecting with people spiritually. There's a vibrational connection. The connection that me and you have, you should have that connection based upon your purpose with other people. So me and you are connected because I'm a didactic teacher. So you listen to me not because I'm good looking, not because I got a lot of money, not because we friends, not because we just hang out and, you know, sip pina coladas at the beach. That's not why you're listening to this show. You're not listening to this show because I'm giving you fashion advice. You're not listening to the show because of I'm giving you, you know, beauty tips. You're not listening to the show because of, you know, I can speak multiple languages. You're listening to the show today with the background noise, with all of the freaking, you know, sound. I'm driving, you know, parking, going to visiting. I'm visiting a family friend on my wife's side that's in the hospital, getting ready to go through something major happened, caught the whole family off guard, and everybody's freaking out. I'm going in there to calm everything down because I got something called didacticism, didacticus. That's why you listen to this show. That's why we're connected. That's the common thread. That's the energy. That's the chemistry that is stronger than blood and stronger than flesh. We're not blood brothers. We're not biologically related, but we are spiritually related. You're my spiritual brother. You're my spiritual sister. We are spiritually connected. That bypasses, that overrides any biological connection. That's stronger than blood. And so when you find your cord, when you find your silver cord, and again, apologize for the background noise. I'm at the hospital, and the ambulance is just coming in and out, so let me let that pass. So you got to find your spiritual cord. I found mine. What is mine? Didacticus. It is yours. That's the purpose of today's class, to assist you with finding your cord. Do you notice the way that you attract people is to know yourself? No marketing, no advertising needed. So I didn't draw you by no advertising. I don't have an advertising budget. I drew you by being me. The way that you build a platform before you build your product is to know yourself. And the way that you know yourself is to connect with me or somebody like me and go through your numbers, find and dig the thing that curls your toes. What is your most pressing problem? What is the thing that you fear the most? What is the thing that pisses you off? What is the one thing that pisses you off more than anything else on earth? What is the one thing that you are ashamed of that you don't want nobody to know? What is the one thing that happened to you in your childhood or in your life that was so traumatic that it almost either cost you your life or it made you do something that almost took somebody else's life? Think for a moment, brothers and sisters. What am I doing? What is it that when I talk about, I get really passionate? I get really emotional. Tears come to my eyes when I talk about that subject. And I talk about it a lot. And that's the subject of how I was raised. We're forced to walk around in circles. And we was forced to get baptized every weekend. We was forced to go without food. We was forced to watch as they beat my mom. And then my mom was forced to watch as they beat us. We was forced to sit in churches, or not churches, in tents, for 6-hour sermons. That was sermons that I don't even remember what the hell they was talking about. But it was error, because it was devoid of a frequency of love, joy. I didn't feel connected with no one in that tent. I didn't even feel connected with my own biological mother, because I couldn't understand why she was watching as this lady and this other lady was holding me down while this other lady was beating me like I was a Hebrew slave. I couldn't wrap my brain around how a stranger, how my mother allowed a stranger to beat me. I couldn't wrap my brain around that. I still can't wrap my brain around it. I can make sense of it intellectually, but I can't make sense of it vibrationally. What's happening to your life that you can't make sense of? What happened in your life that no matter how you look at it, no matter how you examine it, no matter who you talk to, no matter how you analyze it, the shiftness don't add up? That's your tribe. That's your vibe. Because that you don't have to be motivated to do. You see, nobody motivates me to study, to know, and to find the true essence of all religions. I didn't get paid to do that, but I found that shit out before I ever got a group. Nobody paid me to research and find out that the Jesus we got is whack. Nobody paid me to do that. I did that shit on my own. Nobody paid me, brother. Nobody paid me to understand how the human body works. Nobody paid me to take the, in fact, I paid money to take biology classes and cellular biology and histology. Nobody paid me a dime. I did this on my own. And I still do it on my own. Why? That's my vibe. That's my touch tone. I want to know how the world works. I want to know how my body works. I want to know. Nobody told me, nobody paid me to take no deviant behavior classes. Nobody told me, and nobody paid me to take no psychology classes. Nobody paid me to take no religion classes. Nobody paid me to study the ancient texts. Nobody paid me to read the Apocryphal John. Nobody paid me to read the Textus Receptus. Nobody paid me to read the Nahavati text. Nobody paid me to read the Dead Sea Scrolls. Nobody paid me a dime. I did that shit on my own. Nobody paid me. That's my vibe. And I draw people based on my vibe. Because there are people out there who understand the value of research and the ability to discern the terms that are read. You can go read right now the Apocrypha. Go Google hypostasis of the archons. Google it and read it. And then text me, email me if it makes sense. Please go to Google and type in the hypostasis of the archons. I'm going to be breaking down. Go to Google and type in the Septerian. Go to Google and type in Septerians. Go to Google and type in the Sophiatic Archonic Predator. And see if it makes sense. And when I read it, the words jump off the page. Because I understand this is how a mother could let a stranger beat her children. It's the only way if she do not understand the truth, but she got a version. That's my tribe, because that's my vibe. Nobody, I don't have to get worked up, as you can tell. If you want to see me get animated, if you want to see me drop some F-bombs, talk about my vibe. come to me with some whack religion. Watch what happens. Run up on me with some cray-cray religion. You're going to see a whole nother Brother Will that you ain't seen before. That's my vibe. Now, what's yours? What is it that when you talk about it, it just pisses you off? Don't tell me what you would live for. Tell me what you're willing to die for. Then don't tell me what you want to die for. Tell me what you're willing to live for. See, I want to live to be freaking 500 years old so I can destroy every religion on earth. That's why I get up in the morning. I get up every morning to destroy religion because it almost destroyed me. Emphasis on the word almost, but I'm still here. You want to know how to build a community? You know what? Do you want to know how to make more money than you can spend? Anybody? Is anybody interested in people that people are emailing me that I got to get back to? They want to know how. Man, you know how many? I'm so far in the hole on Dear Canoe Reports. I'll be doing Dear Canoe Reports now that Jesus comes back, even though he ain't coming. That's how long I'm going to be doing Dear Canoe Reports. Bye. You know the information that there's nobody on earth. I've looked at the FBI stuff. I've looked at the CIA stuff. I looked at everything so far that I could find. There may be some skull and crossbone secret society stuff that, you know, that I may not have access to. But so far, based upon all the information I've seen, I have found nothing that comes close to connecting the cosmic will and the theological will and the medicine will and the biological will and the astro-theological will, all of these together. Meaning, in English, I haven't came across anybody that can connect science and religion, which is not religion and spirituality. Nobody. I love Santos Bonacacci, or whatever his name is, the astrotheology dude, because he's on point with the astrotheology. But the connection of the body and the Bible, yeah. Now, there's people that are better than me in other areas, like cosmology. I understand the cosmic, but I am not a zodiac dude. I'm not interested in studying, you know, natal birth charts. What I am interested in, though, is connecting spirit and body. I'm interested in connecting the spirit, soul, and body, that three-stranded cord. So that way, when you wake up in the morning, there's somebody emailing you that they telling you, hey, I got some money for you. That's what I'm interested in doing. Because it's not about money. It's about the quality of life. And you can maintain your quality of life if you maintain the vibration of your life. Because the quality of life is the vibration of life. The moment that your oil or that the vibration drops or ceases, that's the moment that it's time for you to exit stage left because you have no reason to live. That's why people die. That's what's amazing. As soon as people retire, they work all their life, they retire, a year, 2 years later, they dead. Why? The oil of Manasseh is gone. The elixir of life. The elixir of life, brother, is the thing that causes your heart to beat. You notice how my speech changed, my language changed. I drop more F bombs when I start talking about. Now, if we were doing a show today on frequent and intense training, I wouldn't be cursing. There would be no animosity. There would be no righteous indignation in my voice. If I was doing a show right now on relationships, we would just sit here and talk. I would share information. I have a lot of personal experience. I have a lot of book knowledge in those areas. That righteous indignation, I don't have no righteous indignation when I'm talking about fitness. I don't have no righteous indignation when I'm talking about relationships. I don't have no righteous indignation when I'm talking about building a business. But with the moment I started talking about wisdom and specifically spiritual, esoteric, religion, and spirituality, all of a sudden, I started yelling. All of a sudden, I started talking fast. All of a sudden, I started dropping F-bombs. All of a sudden, you sense the tone in my voice change. Why? That's my vibe. That's my tribe. I don't have to advertise when it comes to that. So people are drawn to the tone in my voice. Do you got a tone in your voice? That's the only reason you ain't got a community. So the first thing that you do before, now I'm not saying you don't stop doing your product development. You don't stop getting your information together. You don't stop any of those things. But I'm just saying you have to have a group of people that's willing to buy your product. It does. I got 50 books. It does me no good to write all 50 books if I don't have nobody that's interested in purchasing all 50 books. I'm doing a show tonight. I started doing the show, and tonight we're going deeper into, and now we're on part four, the four or five, trying to squeeze it in the seven parts. We may have to do 10 parts. But tonight we're going deeper down the rabbit trail to destroy religion and establish true spirituality, which is not religion. So tonight we're destroying or we're removing or exposing the character that Constantine gave us, which is a watered-down version of Jesus, and we're going to establish the true cosmic Christ, if you want to use that term. We're also going to establish a little bit more of under open understanding, you know, those four aeons, and an aeon means age or realm. The realms not only were spaces of time, there are also energetic frequencies that control that span of time. So an age at 2,190 years is a span of time, and it's also a mouse that controls that, or Noia that controls that time. There's 12 of them that match up with the 12 zodiacs. So we're going to get into Job chapter 38, verse 32, that talks about when God told Job, where was you when I spun the Maserut? And do you know the Maserut? So God told Job, if you don't know the Maserut, get out of my face, basically. So I'm telling you the same thing. Without that understanding of, you know, that word that's called Maserut, then it's important because we are stuck with a system of thought that is a watered-down version of the Maserut, but it's not the Maserut. So in order to build a specific organization, a platform, a community following or the group, you have to connect with the N-O-U-S or the N-O-I-A. That's the big G. And then you have something to give, and everybody wants it. Let me say that again. In order to build a platform where people can come, now, a platform is a foundation that supports. So in order to build something that supports people, you got to have something for people to come and sit. Like, if you got a restaurant and no food, why would I come to your restaurant? There's no tables, there's no chairs, and there's no food. So the Maserut is that platform. It is that table. It is that place where people can come and they can get food. The food that, whatever food that you're serving. My case, I'm serving didactic teaching. In your case, you may be serving, you know, something else. But whatever it is that, you know, that you're serving, that's connected to or comes directly from source. That would make you powerful. What makes what I do powerful and that attracts other people is because I get it directly from the source. But I have to get past my own flesh, paranoia. I have to get past my own faith, what I wanted, what I believed, metanoia. I had to get past my own products, pronoia. I had to get past my own design. That's your Dear Kinnear report. That's the last thing. You need it until you go to the Father. Then you don't need it no more. So you don't need your Dear Kinnear report. Because the Father is the Dear Kinnear report. It's like you don't need your instructor once you pass the test, like the test is over. So once you go through these four stages, you return back to God. You return back to source. You become part of the all-knowing. So it's like you become all-knowing yourself. So you don't have to know anything if you're with the person that knows everything. You just say, hey, God, what's going on? And he can tell you. So you don't have to personally know it. You know, the big G knows it. So, brothers and sisters, that's how you build your organization. You build it by building your mind. That allows you to shine. In the beginning of today's show, I said, I made this statement, and let me make this statement as we close. Energy and chemistry is more important and is more powerful in flesh and blood. Your real family is not your biological family. Your real family is your spiritual family. Now, that's a tough pill to swallow if you really understand. But if you really understand, you'll really understand. Like, I have spiritual brothers. I depend on, and I know they got my spiritual back more than my biological brothers and sisters, because we're spiritually connected. That spiritual connection is that three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. And in order for you to establish your tribe, you got to find and maintain your vibe. To establish your tribe, maintain your vibe. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. So thank everybody so much for joining me today's show. I do apologize for the sound, the noise, drop calls, all that stuff. However, we still was able to make it happen. As you guys know, I do this on purpose because I want to show, I don't let nothing stop me from being me. I don't care what comes, what goes. If I got to do a show, you know, in a toilet somewhere, I'm going to do the show. I want to share and I want to connect with you because this information is important for you and it's important for me. And so once you find your niche, once you find your vibe, you will always connect with your tribe because there's nothing on earth that's more important than your vibe and your tribe. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May some bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues. So faithful, better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude. We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground. It's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog. When I grace flow, started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools.